BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here are Wednesday's best bits on the Scott Mills Daily. It's a double Bumbleo Wednesday. She's back. It's the return of Adele Laughs, a slightly worrying listener who still hasn't got over someone she's never dated. And who took their pants off at my party?
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Bumbleo Wednesday is happening. It's all go, isn't it? Fetty Wap, Track Queen, and Florence and the Machine, Queen of Peace before 1:30. All good, Chris?
Not really, no.
Oh, what's up?
If I'm honest, I'm a little bit annoyed about something you've done this morning.
Right, okay, so, like, this is starting the show off on a good note then, isn't it?
No, it's better to get it out of the way, isn't it?
What's up?
Not mad keen about your behaviour this morning.
Doing what?
Doing something we normally do with another lady.
What?
Don't know what I'm talking about.
No.
Perhaps this will jog your memory.
If you play Bumbleo by the Gypsy Kings, it seems to really cheer everyone up and make them realise it's only a couple more days to the weekend. So that is the track I want to play now. I'll be playing it this afternoon on my show. But as you're on a lot earlier than me, you can kick off Bumbleo Wednesday on Radio 2.
Oh, good.
What's going on there?
Okay, so I got a message from Vanessa Felt a while back asking me if I would be on her show. And I was like, of course I will. We went to the cinema to see 50 Shades of Grey with her, do you know what I mean? We're quite close, aren't we? Not close, but you know what I mean.
Not like that.
Well, okay, we know her. She was like, darling, can you come on my show? So I was like, oh yeah, okay, what day is it on? Wednesday. And I just thought, do you know what? Let her kick off Bumbleo Wednesday.
So all of us now don't get Bumbleo Wednesday today because you've decided to do this thing at what time this morning?
Oh, really early.
Four? Something like that.
Five-ish. Yeah,
so,
I
mean,
it was a recorded message, obviously, which I did on my phone and then sent to Vanessa, and then she did play Bumbleo.
Do you not feel slightly embarrassed? Because, I mean, I've heard what went on. I've got to say the shout-outs were very, very different to how it works here on Radio 1.
Yeah, let's hear some of those Radio 2 shout-outs for Bumbleo when they played the song.
How did you find Bumbleoing on a Wednesday? What did you make of it? Early Bumbleo Wednesday on Radio 2 with Lady V. Yes, says Alex. BBC Radio 2 Bumbleoing while lying on my bed breastfeeding my six-week-old daughter, Elsie. Oh. This makes me feel better to be awake at this time. Love from Leanne in Lincoln. Bumbleoing my nut off, as Scott and Chris would say. From Liz in Reading. I think all in all we can say, God, superb.
Right. I mean, what's going on?
Yeah.
So can you clarify what's going to go on? Because
we're still doing it today.
Annoyed if we now miss out on Bumbleo Wednesday because you've gone on to another station. If I did this, if I went on to another radio station and just sort of
Bumbleo with someone else,
did it that early in the morning without you, you'd be fuming.
I actually did get a text at 6:20 going, OMG, the listeners are wild about it. Thank you so much. Love, V.
Is this a regular thing now?
No.
Is this going to be something she does?
I won't do it again. And okay.
Sort it out.
I'm sorry.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So the clean-up operation is finally complete at my house after the Halloween party. Only took till Wednesday.
How's that been going then? Why has it taken so long?
Because it was a right old mess. But I mean, now it doesn't look like there was a party. It's quite good. It's back to normal. Just stank a bit for a while as well.
Did it?
Yeah. I mean, but I've literally blitzed it yesterday, so it's all good now.
And have you checked in all, like, backs of sofas, that kind of thing? That's where you'll find it.
Well, that's the problem. I found something a little unusual upstairs earlier, and only found it this morning.
Okay.
Something you really wouldn't expect to find in the corner of your living room 3 days after the, 4 days after the party.
Was it living?
No. Well, no. All I'm saying, I'll tell you after half one, I haven't got time.
Would I
now.
Like it?
It was a foreign object. That's all I'm saying.
The Scott Mills Daily.
People are now guessing what it was that I found in my house after the party. Someone says, at a past house party of mine, I woke up the next morning to find my mate on my kitchen floor wearing a set of my fiancé's underwear. Best bit about it is that none of us knew he was at the party. That's weird. Jeremy says, did you find a gravy boat? No, why would it? What?
So,
Was Gino DeCambo behind your sofa? He's quite small. That's from Louis in Ipswich. It wasn't behind the sofa. It was just scrunched up in the corner of the room. In the room we were doing karaoke in at my Halloween party at my house on Saturday night. Now,
well, we're going to find out what it is. I mean,
the thing is, the day after, there was a lot of, you know, people just leave their stuff behind, you know. So there was a few socks for some reason. I don't know, people were relaxing, I guess. There was a Cheryl Cole Fight for This Love hat. There was a New York police cop hat and also a Britney Toxic hat. So I've given them all to their, you know, their rightful owners.
Yeah, and I guess you're going to find accessories as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because it's fancy dress, so the odd sword.
Yeah, the handcuffs. That kind of thing. Yeah, I was finding them all day Saturday and Monday. Right. Now it's Wednesday. Imagine my surprise when I go into the karaoke room. I don't have a specific room just for karaoke in my house, before you ask. Mm. It was the room that we turned into a karaoke room on Saturday night. Normally just a lounge. And
one of his many lounges.
In the corner is a pair of knickers, Chris.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Well, that's weird.
It is strange.
Who takes their pants off at a party?
Well, they're not yours. That's the first question I'd ask. Are they yours?
Definitely not. They're ladies.
And no one else living in the house?
No, I guess
the next question is, what went on at the party?
Well, this is the thing. It was actually, I mean, there was a few drinks and, you know, karaoke, a lot of fancy dress, but nothing else.
Yeah, I thought it was just drinks and karaoke. Did it escalate?
No, it didn't escalate.
It wasn't one of those, was
No.
it?
But now I just want to know who do they belong to? And who thinks? I'm so relaxed in Scott's house, I'm actually going to take my pants off.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't. I mean, it's an odd thing to do just to relax yourself, isn't it?
At a party.
I don't go around somewhere and go, do you know what? I feel very comfortable here. Yeah. I'm just going to pop my pants over.
Sorry, I'm just going to drop trowel.
You don't take your pants off to get more comfortable, do you?
You don't. Well, I don't know. I don't. Anyway, so that's
definitely
that.
Knickers as well.
Definitely, yes.
Okay, well, because that...
I fished them out from the corner of the room with a biro this morning.
Well, that helps us... You didn't...
No. Straight in the bin.
Okay. But you know
covered
what?
Covered in food now.
Are they? Mm. Right. Okay. Well, the obvious solution to this is because, I mean, we can narrow it down. If they're knickers, right, Lacey?
A bit
lacy. So what I'm saying,
say ladies.
We could probably narrow down from the list of people that were at this party who it is. And what I'd say you should do is maybe text or call around. Mm.
See, I've already texted Caroline Flack just now.
I was about to suggest Flack.
Yeah, I don't know why. Why did you think of her first?
No, just I remember she was at the party, wasn't she?
Text her.
I mean, I wasn't there, but I remember seeing she was there.
Nothing yet back. I suppose, yeah. Maybe I just ring around.
Ring around
this
or text.
Be an awkward,
have you already text Flack? Because I would send that text right away.
Done.
Fine. Okay. Okay. We can text a couple of other people, then maybe give someone a call. Let's narrow down this list as to who it would be.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I mean, what good chat we're having today. I've just revealed that a pair of knickers have been found in my lounge from the, well, I imagine, from the Halloween party at the weekend.
See, I know, obviously, I know, I know a lot of people that were at the party, so I've just gone on one of their Facebook to look at pictures from the party to work out who was there.
Okay.
So you can narrow down on the list.
A lot of people you won't recognise because fancy dress. Britney Spears there, see her?
I feel I've jumped to conclusions too quickly.
Mm.
Just because naturally certain people just come straight to mind. And I'm thinking to myself, actually, we should widen the list more because... You know, people like Grimmie, for example, were there.
Mm, yeah. Michael says, if it was the karaoke room they were found in, who was a good enough singer to have knickers thrown at them? Throwing knickers at singers? Hey! Okay, right. Do you want me to start with Grimmie? Because normally all roads lead to him somehow.
Exactly. And my thinking with Grimmie, he's quite fashionable, isn't he?
What? Would sometimes wears ladies' clothes, you're saying?
He's very likely to know who removed them, if not.
Ringing him then, are we?
Can do.
Oh. Good. Seems he's through already. Hello.
Hi.
Grim, it's Scott.
Hi, Scott Mills.
You all right?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. There's never a time where you don't just call me Scott, is there? It's always Scott Mills.
Always Scott Mills.
But I like it.
Always. Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm right. Did you enjoy the party?
On Saturday, I loved it.
It's fun, wasn't it?
We had a wonderful time. It was great.
I just want to apologise about the... I know that when Rita and you were trying to do the karaoke, the Wi-Fi, it just kept buffering, so I do apologise for that.
It was buffering, and it did take a while, and nobody knew, because everyone had a few ciders.
Yeah.
Not one person at your party knew their own password to get into iTunes.
I know, yeah, that was a problem.
Not one person.
I think I remember it.
We wrapped a lot of songs, just half of it.
Yeah, sorry.
Because then the buffering started.
Yeah.
Scott, you need to ask him the question, come on.
Okay.
What's the question? Hi, Chris. I forgot your name there.
That's rude.
Sorry, I'm just trying to get the dog out of the bath. I've got a lot going on.
Okay. I'll just get to it then. Okay. Did you take your knickers off at my house?
Did I take my knickers off?
Yes.
I didn't take... One, I don't wear knickers. I wear... Two, no. Why?
Because someone did.
Obviously, the only person that would have taken the knickers off at house party is Rita Ora.
Why, though?
We haven't got a number for her.
I can give you her number right now.
Okay. Maybe we'll call her in a minute.
Okay. I'll text you her number. Give her a call.
Is that all right?
Yeah, of course it is.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to check because I'm just doing a quick ring
round. What kind of knickers are they?
Well, I didn't want to inspect too much, but I only found them this morning.
Where?
In the room where we were doing the karaoke.
Ooh.
I know.
Caroline Flack?
Well, I've texted her and no reply yet.
No reply. That's probably guilty then if she's not replied.
Yeah. All right, I just wanted to check if they weren't yours.
Not my knickers.
Because you do like a women's jean.
I do like a woman's jean, but not a woman's underwear.
Okay, all right, just checking then.
So they're women's knickers?
Yeah, from what I can see, but there were a lot of people in drag, Nick.
It's interesting to know that, though, Scott, because I always assume people who wear ladies' jeans are probably wearing ladies' underwear as well.
Yeah.
Why would I wear... I'm wearing ladies' jeans because they're thinner at the ankle. I'm not wearing ladies' jeans because I want to be a lady.
Justify it however you like, Grimmie. There's nothing wrong with it.
I've got a bra on under my T-shirt.
Well, do you know what? Like this is. We've had some weird conversations over the years, but this is probably the weirdest one yet.
It's the weirdest.
All right.
Yeah,
okay. Love to pick.
Okay. Lots of love.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. The
Scott Mills Daily. Has Grimmie texted you the number?
Of Rita Ora?
Yes.
Yes, he has.
Excellent.
Can we just take a little... Okay, take a step back. Take a long, hard look at ourselves. We're actually calling people on a national radio station, quite famous people, asking if they've left some knickers at my house.
I know, it's like a dirty Cinderella. Anyway.
So... I don't... Oh, no, please,
right, come on,
no.
Nurse, you're fine, okay? You know what you got to do. Simple question.
Thanks for that.
Come on.
Producer.
Please.
No, she's not going to answer.
Please. Really.
Welcome to the O2 messaging. The person you are calling is unable to
take
the call.
You're going to have to
leave a message.
Leave a message.
Leave a message. After the
tone. Don't overthink
it. Re-record your message.
Don't overthink it.
Any time.
It's over to you.
Hi, Rita. It's Scott Mills here from Radio 1. Grimmie gave me your number. I hope you don't mind me ringing you. I hope you enjoyed the party on Saturday night. Thanks for coming as a banana. It was an incredible night. Sorry about the buffering on the karaoke, but it was really fun. The reason I'm ringing, and sorry to leave such a long message, is there was a situation. Someone took their pants off, basically, in the karaoke room. And I'm just Grimmie said that to ring you and ask if it was you. I'm just doing a ring around. It's definitely not him, because I just checked with him. All right, give me a call back when you can. Bye, 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 bye.
Beautifully handled.
Oh, no!
That was beautifully handled. No. And you should have no regrets about that at all.
I've just left a message for Rita Ora.
You should have no regrets.
Like, saying that, like, basically accusing her of taking her knickers off in my karaoke room.
Also, it's amazing because you don't really text her or anything like that.
No,
on
I don't
the, on
know
the
her.
Regular, do you?
I don't
so,
really
I mean,
know her.
What a voicemail to get from someone. That's huge. Well done, Mills.
Oh,
no, that's big.
That was awful. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Right, okay, so someone did leave their pants at my house on Saturday. Grimmie's a definite no. Rita Ora, voicemail has been left. And awaiting a text back from Kaza Flack.
And you've sent a couple of other texts around, but it's, you know, we've narrowed it down.
Mm-hmm.
Ellis says on Twitter, to be honest, I'm really hoping Chris Stark has mucked up the numbers again and you've accidentally left that message for Terry Wogan.
Oh my, can you imagine?
Hello.
And to you.
You do have form on this. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Ant from Hartlepool says, oh, this is going to be nice and awkward tomorrow when Rita Ora comes in to see Grimmie. Are she in tomorrow?
No.
She is. Just check.
Actually, this is a good thing. Let's turn this into a positive.
How is it good?
Ooh, we'll get some answers.
Rita Ora's on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Grimmie tomorrow. Brilliant. Don't mind me, we couldn't have timed this better, could we? And also, Bradley Cooper is on the show tomorrow. That show is sounding so good at the moment. All the guests.
Yeah, but he's got nothing to do with the
no, no, he was, no,
before
nothing.
People start messaging him.
No, do not, please. Nothing to do with him. He was nowhere near it. He's just on Breakfast Tomorrow, as is Rita Ora, who possibly
near
is,
the
but
knickers.
We don't know that yet either.
Near the knickers, we mean, as well.
What?
Bradley Cooper was nowhere near the knickers.
No.
Or the house.
I'm just saying, big guests on Breakfast Tomorrow with Grimmy from 6:30, Rita Ora and Bradley Cooper. Amazing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know what we do on Wednesdays? We all shake it out to Bumbleo by the Gypsy Kings to celebrate being halfway through the week, and we play some of your favourite bits from the show in the dramatic gap in between the tease of the song and the main body of the song. Just wanted to reset it in case people are just turning on now and they're like, what is going on?
Well, it is well weird if you don't know.
It's really weird.
Come on, Mills. I know, it's like a dirty Cinderella.
Right, 10 points for this. Meaning said only once. What two-word Greek term denotes a word?
He's loved it.
Hapax legomenon.
It's all right to feel like a fat child in a pushchair.
Yeah, I can smash it out now. A bit long. It's fine.
It's good though.
If we believe, somehow they will. Somehow they will.
Yes, they will.
It's time for Lisa and Steve. It's time for Lisa and Steve.
Some of my finest work that was.
Lisa and Steve, wow. My last Bumbleo for a while as I'm going travelling at the weekend. That's Natalie from Uxbridge. Yes, good throwback, says Lou in Preston. Lisa and Steve, I love that. Best gap ever, says Richard. James and Curtis are going bananas in the rain to Bumbleo Wednesday. Your finest gap so far. That's from Carl in Edinburgh. Bumbleoing is Callum in Exeter. Just finished work for the day. Got my B's and my C's mixed up. It's easy
Don't
to do.
Do that.
Jason from Middlesbrough. Bumbleoing like a fat kid in a pushchair. And Emily off of Wivenhoe. Good afternoon. Bumbleo! Yes.
Get this, I'm going to a firework party on Friday with actual Steve off Lisa and Steve.
Oh, that's incredible. Say hi, please.
It's awesome, isn't it? Bumbleoing in the car with pre-workout.
Hello, Lewis in Nottingham. Aaron and Pierre in Ipswich. Bumbleoing their baguettes off because Pierre's French. How stereotypical.
Gary on the Isle of Wight. Cracking gap, Mills. Cracking
gap. Bumbleoing my puppies off. That's Ross the dog walker there from
Clappy
East
bit.
Lothian. Clappy bit already. Yeah. It's getting harder to keep this up. Andrew in Swaffham. Jamie in Sleaford. Kirsty in Kilmarnock. No idea how to spell Bumbleo, but I'm loving it in the waiting room at work. There's no patient. I'm loving life.
It is tricky to spell. Shout out to the Atletico Marlborough lads. Bring in the ruckus.
What?
I That's not one.
No. Ruth in Canterbury. Bumbleoing with relief that I survived an exam this morning. Well done. Good one today. Oh. I've really messed up this, haven't I? Look.
What's going on?
Well, normally you'd hear a great song at this point, but it's nearly time for the news.
Oh, I see what you mean. The problem is the length of your gap.
I know, that was the problem. I completely, absolutely completely underestimated the length of the gap today.
I don't know what we do now. Do we go again? I mean, there's no point really. It's done, isn't it? It's a done thing.
We could do it a little bit more. Getting more ridiculous every single week. It's Wednesday, everyone. Come on, where are you?
So we now do a post bumbleo, do we?
This is fine. Sam in Ramsgate telling me off for not clapping in time during the clappy bit, Justin Bieber style. Birdie in Columpton. Excellent gap. I could bumbleo forever. Well, today we are. That's from Charlie the Dentist in Glasgow.
It's caught people by surprise, your post bumbleo.
Would you rather have this or a minute of M&EK? Exactly.
Brutally honest there, Mills.
I'd rather hear the whole song. It's good.
Max and James engineers bumbleoing their floppy disks off.
Absolutely enough now. Bumbleo overload. Luckily, we're not doing it for another 7 days. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow, you've probably forgotten all the bumbleo excitement, Tom Kerridge is playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. What a week! What a time to be alive! The Scott Mills Daily. Hello!
Hi, Scott. My name's Sam. I'm calling up about the topic you were talking about Monday.
Right.
About having to get over somebody that you've never even met.
Oh, yeah. This was good, actually, on Monday.
Well, I've got a really good story.
So this is when you feel a little bit crushed, when maybe it was someone on the train that you saw and they don't get that train anymore. Or if someone moves away, you've never dated them, but you do feel heartbroken, like you've dated them.
My mate fancied someone in a coffee shop, remember?
Yeah.
That he saw every day, and then he found out that she'd gone travelling. It was bad news for him. He
absolutely
was devastated.
Yeah.
He started acting all weird.
Yeah, like he'd gone out with her.
Mm.
What's yours then, Sam?
Okay, so basically, I used to live in Blackpool, and I went to this show one night in Blackpool and completely fell head over heels in love with this guy.
What show was it?
It was the Hot Ice show. It was a figure skating show.
Hot Ice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was this a guy who was on the show? Was this a guy serving popcorn or what?
No, he was a figure skater on the show.
Okay, I see what you've done here.
Hot job.
So I fell head over heels, like love at first sight.
What, from the first time you saw him in the show, in Hot Ice?
100%. And I didn't know him. The only way I knew his name was from the programme. Yeah, I know. But then it gets worse. I went to the show about 3 or 4 times a week for 3 years.
No, you did not.
I did.
So you've seen Hot Ice a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, a lot.
I mean, do you like the show or are you literally just going to go see this guy?
I do like figure skating, but I was just going just for this guy.
You must have spent so much money on this.
I did, and I never even spoken to him.
What, still not?
Still haven't spoken to him. And then I went one year, and he'd left.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I was heartbroken, literally heartbroken, for about a year. No, in all fairness, I still haven't got over it properly.
You don't think you have?
No, I'm in another relationship, and I'm really happy.
God, don't say this.
However, I still Facebook stalking from time to time.
Oh no.
Oh, wow.
But what if Hot Ice guy
don't go there, Chris.
What if Hot Ice guy just happened to come a knocking? What would happen?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what would happen because he was the love of my life.
Right.
Shout out to your boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah. You're very happy with.
Yeah, we're getting married next year. I am very happy, but you never get over your first love.
Now, what if we were to get Hot Ice Guy?
Stop it.
To perform at the wedding? What?
No, he doesn't work there. He lives in America now.
All right, we could get hold of him.
We can find him.
Mm. Well, if you can find it, that would be amazing.
I cannot believe this.
This is so good.
This is terrible.
I know, but it is awful.
Are you one of those people, though, that has a list? I mean, I'm sure it's the same for your boyfriend the other way around, right?
It has a list, yeah, definitely.
Mm.
Okay, so he's got, like, a hot ice girl somewhere.
Who's on his list?
Taylor Swift. Like, he's ever going to meet Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
But at least mine's more realistic. You know, I could bump into this guy because I know where he lives.
Yeah, but like, the whole point of these lists is it's people that like you're never going to meet.
Yeah.
You saw him 3 times a week for 3 years.
That's so true, because if you ever have this discussion with your boyfriend or girlfriend about lists and they say, like, a load of names, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, people like that, but then you make the mistake of saying so-and-so from The Office, it doesn't work. You're getting a lot of trouble.
Well, I never will get over him at all, but I never spoke to him, never. Don't even know how old he was, nothing.
Did you try?
No, I was too nervous, I couldn't.
Did you not ever think, I'm going to go hang out by stage door?
Oh.
You can't know stage door, it's still very much on in theatres.
No, I will tell you a little story. It's really embarrassing, though.
Okay, you've told us loads. Actually, can I play a song? Because I'm really looking...
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the suspense that I'm going to feel.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we're speaking to Sam. Sam went to a show called Hot Ice in Blackpool one time. And, she just fell in love with one of the figure skaters. And then after that, was so in love that she went to see the show 3 or 4 times a week for 3 years. She's never spoken to him. Never has.
But still hasn't got over him, really. And she has said she's getting married next year.
That's a minor
point. So, Sam. Yes.
You said before we played that track that you had a little embarrassing story for me. Go for it.
Okay. So, I was... Oh, no. It's so embarrassing. I was leading the show and he was getting into his car I ran down the street following his car just to find out where he lived.
I can't stress enough here, you really should not follow people like in their car to see where they live. It's really not on.
I know.
Are you okay now, hon?
I'm absolutely fine now.
Okay, I'm just checking because that's not normal behaviour.
No, I'm absolutely fine now. I think people do stuff crazy when they're in love.
Mm.
That's true.
Yeah, you never met him, but yeah.
Never met him, never spoke to him, don't even know his second name.
When you split up with somebody, I mean, it's quite natural, it's part of the process to maybe look at their Facebook profile and just see what they're doing, but this is someone that you just don't know.
I just don't know him. I just don't know him.
Did you say you don't even know his second name?
Well, I did know it first, but then I looked on Facebook and now I can't seem to find him.
So would suggest you've been blocked.
I think it's probably best for everyone.
I know, but I sound like a complete loon, but I am over it.
Okay,
you're over it. Yeah, ish.
You were a loon, but now you're absolutely fine.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. How long ago was this, by the way?
About 6 years ago.
Okay, so a while ago, you've had a time to gather your thoughts.
Yeah. I still keep a picture of him under my bed, though.
No, you don't!
Only in my memory box.
Right, okay, every time I'm about to end the call, another wave of something else happens.
Talk us through your memory box, please.
Only a memory box?
Under the bed, there's a memory box, and what's in it?
I have a memory box, and there's a picture of him in it.
Okay, good.
What else is in the box?
Well, just memories, like some tickets from the show and...
Maybe like we call you back at some point this week and we force you to get rid of the picture, I think.
What?
Well, yeah, it's still making me think that you're a loon.
I'm not a loon. Honestly, I'm not a loon.
I think that's a really good idea, Scott. Yeah. I think there's something in, perhaps, you need to be let free from this.
It's
you need to get rid of the memory box. Yeah, the bits in the memory box. You need to create new memories with your new partner.
Okay.
Does your boyfriend seem to be husband know about all of this?
Well, he knows that about the guy and how he was my first love, and he just thinks that I'm a complete loon.
Yeah, but you're over it now, and you are going to marry him, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Does he know about the photo in the memory box?
No.
Okay, good.
He knows about the memory box, though.
Right. What, so what happens? Do you get the picture out of the memory box every now and then? Like what?
No, I haven't looked at it in a good few years. Right. Good 2 years.
But you won't miss it then, will you?
Keep it in there. No, probably won't, no. Okay. You're right, I probably won't.
All right, I might ring you back this week, then. I think it seems to be something that we need to do, I think.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing and then oversharing and then sharing some more.
Well, sharing's caring.
It is. I love it. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Everyone absolutely loves Adele at the moment, don't they? Mm. I mean, it's ridiculous the amount of streams that's getting. That song Hello that we just played. Number one on the official chart at the moment. I'm sure it will stay there. Find out with Greg on Friday from 4 o'clock. So, no, because of everyone raving on about Adele at the moment, I was in the shower this morning thinking about, do you remember ages ago on this show, there was an album that we really wanted to get released and we even made an advert for it. Do you remember?
To do with Adele.
It was Adele, yeah.
Yeah.
A long time ago. Where she would laugh at popular TV themes.
She has one of the UK's finest voices. She's the Brit Award-winning, multi-platinum selling Adele. Now she returns with a brand new album. Adele laughs popular TV themes. Whole album of Adele's favourite shows through the medium of laughter. Adele does This Is Your Life. Listen to a soul superstar cackle The Simpsons. And many more. Hear Adele's dirty laugh taking on some classic themes. Adele laughs popular TV themes. The new album.
Oh, so good.
Good times. Good times. Oh, I'm really pleased to say, I mean, she's been away for a long time, but Adele is back, and so is her much-loved laugh. Oh, and she's decided to laugh even more TV theme tunes.
This is huge.
Oh, I'm so glad she's come out of retirement.
Do you not think we need one of those adverts like she did with the song where it's, hello, it's me, and then this is what she comes back with?
We can sort that, I'm sure. But we have here, it's just been leaked, the lead single from her new laughing album. It's Adele Does the Strictly Theme. So glad she's back. This is so stupid.
It's great to have her back.
I'm so pleased. The Scott Mills Daily. Someone says, I'm not amused that you got me parked up in my car ready to listen to a new Adele song. I don't know how you got that impression at all. BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards. Must have got the wrong end of the stick there. It was Adele's new laughing album, of course.
There's a video on the Radio 1 Facebook right now and Radio 1 Twitter of Adele laughing like that, along with the Strictly Come Dancing opening credits.
Yes.
It's amazing.
So we've put the laughs... We've put the laughs over the credits, so now it just looks like she's laughing all the contestants.
Which is good in itself.
Like, there's Ainsley Harriott. Jeremy Vine.
It's worth a look.
Ready on Facebook and Twitter now for that, please. Okay, thanks. BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards. It's this Sunday, 5 seconds of summer, all-time low, Nick Jonas and Little Mix. They'll be performing. Joining Grimmy on stage will be loads of artists and some guests and some very special co-hosts. So The Vamps, Demi Lovato and Troye Sivan have already been announced as co-hosts. There are more to come. Make sure you listen to it on Sunday from midday. Alice Levine will be backstage at Wembley talking to all the artists. Me and Chris will be having lols on the red carpet from 1:30. Then the awards between 3 and 5. And Kel Spellman has a teen awards after party from 5 o'clock. Hear it from 12 on Radio 1 on Sunday and watch it live on the Radio 1 website from 3 o'clock.
BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot's happened today on the show.
Yeah, it has. It's been a good one.
So earlier I told you that I was doing the last minute cleaning of my house from the Halloween party. It's mostly, well, it's all done now. But this morning there I was in the lounge and I found a pair of pants in the corner. We don't know whose they are. I've left a message for Rita Ora, voicemail message, which is awkward. That was earlier in the show. Listen again to the podcast if you missed it.
They were knickers, weren't they? Just to clarify.
Yeah, knickers.
Rather than pants.
Ladies' knickers, yeah. We called Grimmy just to check, because you never know with him. And then I've just literally this second had a text from Caroline Flack going, is this anything to do with people talking about my pants? Now, that suggests that they are hers. But
okay.
I've said, are they yours? And she's like, no. Whose are they? So that's, she's saying it's they're not
was
it, hers.
Was there any emojis used in that conversation at all? Because it saying sometimes the tone doesn't come across in text.
Well, I think people, since we mentioned her earlier, I think people have probably been texting Caroline, tweeting Caroline quite a lot and going, you left your pants at Scott Mills's again, and things like that. So that's probably why she's got the wrong end of the stick.
So shall I rule her out now?
Rule her out. It's definitely not her. It's continuing this, isn't it? Still don't know about Rita Ora, though.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Greg James.
Hello, everybody.
I am really enjoying your David Attenborough video.
Thank you very much.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, my God.
It's won the internet, if there was such a phrase.
You have won the internet this week.
It was... I could not believe that he was doing it. Because he recorded that live. That was part of the interview.
Yeah.
He just went for it. One take wonder.
Was it one of those where you're like, we can't ask him until he comes on air because it's harder to say no when they're on the air?
Here's a behind the scenes secret. He wasn't sure he was going to do it, and then suddenly shocked us all with it and went, let's do it on air, and we had no idea.
Amazing.
Did you have a plan B in case he couldn't do it?
No, the plan B was always just to have a nice chat with him.
Yeah.
Because we were just so excited.
Which it
that
was as well, by the way. Like, what's annoying about the video that's going around doesn't show the complete chat that
yeah.
he had, and it was
yeah.
really
was
good.
Really good as well.
He's just definitely my favourite guest I've ever had. It doesn't even come close to anybody else. But he was really nice, and then just suddenly surprised us and went, I hear you've got another one for me. Like, let's
oh,
do it.
Wow.
Let's go.
What
and he just did it in one take. Amazing, man.
And that was, so this is like David Attenborough narrating Adele's Hello, if you're one of the few people that haven't seen it on the internet. I saw an American radio station earlier post the video and put, listen as, was it, British voiceover artist talks over Adele.
Excuse me? Hello. This is Sir David Attenborough.
Not a British voiceover artist.
But it's amazing when obscure radio stations miles away get hold of certain things.
Yeah.
Because like when that Taylor Swift video, when I was in a car with her, a similar thing happened in some American radio stations. They were like, Taylor Swift's in a car with some bloke.
Yeah,
it's like that
sort of British
thing.
Guy.
Yeah, some British guy with their haircut.
Okay, here's your real or no real.
Ahead of this year's Christmas shopping rush, one high street in Liverpool has built Britain's first pedestrian fast lane.
Actually, a good idea.
Really good idea.
Great idea. You'd be straight in that, Chris, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love the idea of a fast lane. Shopping's stressful at the best of times.
Really stresses you out.
Yeah, I'm not one of those that can dedicate a day to it. I need to go in and then I need to get out.
I wonder, there is a problem with this, though, is that people won't be expecting it and they'll be a bit like when you go swimming and you've got lane situations there. People always get annoyed with people being slow or too fast or... It's the same with escalators in London. People don't know the rules. If you don't know the rules about standing on the right and walking on the left, then...
How do you enforce it? Does it have its own police force or
something? I don't know. It's going to be that time again soon, Chris, where we have our annual trip to
the shops
and you get really hot and stressed.
It is hot and stressful, but it's just, you've got to be no nonsense, surely.
Yeah. He hates
just
Christmas shopping.
But know what you're going for and get it and get out.
He never does.
Well, then Mills, perhaps if they're going to build fast lanes, they can build, you remember when we had that conversation where you were saying they should have a celebrity lane in all of these kind of places? Perhaps now's the chance to get that built.
Was that an off-air conversation that Scott was having?
Oh, can I say that?
Yeah.
I didn't say there should be a lane for celebrities.
I think celebrities should have their own shops.
I didn't say that. It's actually a good idea.
Did you say that?
I don't think I did. No, you never know with me, can do you? Okay, so Liverpool's Christmas shopping fast lane, real or no real?
It's a brilliant idea. It should have been thought of long ago. I think this is real.
Probably real.
That one's real.
Yes, it is. So the fast lane has been painted so that people in a rush don't get stuck behind the dawdlers.
Great.
And next.
The French are so romantic. They use 4 times more heart emojis than any other country.
Hmm. Interesting.
Do they love a heart emoji in France?
But emojis must be used differently to here in other countries. They must have other meanings, right?
Well, I don't think so. I think that's the universal language. So that avoids any,
I suppose it is,
confusion.
What? That a love heart is for love everywhere in the world. Yes.
Yeah, that's probably true. But then what I'm saying is other emojis that you read stuff into, is it the same in every other country?
Yeah, well, an aubergine means the same thing here as it does in France, for example.
An aubergine is an aubergine wherever you are.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're always welcome.
Yeah, okay, fine.
But not always well received.
No.
And the same series of hand movements and stuff like that is all the same wherever you are. It doesn't matter what emoji it is.
I think so. Unless anyone knows different. I don't think there's any global differences, is there?
No. Oh, by the way, what do we all think about the heart on Twitter? What we think?
OMG. I mean, I don't know how I'm going to cope.
I mean, I'm not that fussed, to be honest.
Okay.
Well, you were devastated when I told you yesterday, first time.
Well, no, because I thought I misunderstood what you were saying. My worry was if it changes to a heart, where you've liked things before, does it then mean that all your old favourites suddenly have a heart thing and suddenly it's a whole load more inappropriate? Or does it?
Yep.
Yeah. So you've now hearted things.
And what's it called now? Is that a love?
A like.
A like, okay.
Yeah.
But are the French so romantic they use 4 times more heart emojis than any other country?
Who's counting?
I know.
Who is counting this stuff? I'm actually going to say no real for this. I'm going to say no real.
I think the French are generally more romantic. I think this is real.
That one is real.
It is. So in the UK, nearly half of the emojis were all smiley faces that we use. France do use 4 times more heart. Australians use double the amount of beer emojis to everyone else.
Yeah.
And Canadians, I love it. And Canadians, they just like the poop. Smiling poop, they love it.
I've got a quick question for you on the subject of romance. If you're in France, let's say if you are French,
now when a man meets a woman,
is it still romantic to go to Paris?
Yeah, that's still on.
Is it? Even if you're in France?
What, did you think that going to Paris to be romantic was a hello?
I was more wondering if it's just something for people outside of France.
Maybe the
effort involved.
They could have a place that they come to in the UK.
That's what I'm interested to know.
Milton Keynes.
Yeah.
Maybe somewhere like York.
What you're saying is it still romantic to go to if you're French?
Yeah, do you get an easy deal if you live in Paris?
I'm sure a Frenchie will tell us. Because there must be some French people that listen to this.
And also, while we're at it, do you actually like baguettes as much as we think you do?
And next.
A survey has found that the most popular type of first date is going to an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Buffet.
All you can eat for a first date.
That would be my dream first date.
For a first date?
Yeah.
Are you not giving us the wrong idea there?
No, because what I'm saying is the more, if you go to an all you can eat, one, it's a challenge, so then you can impress the other person. Right?
Look how much I can stuff in my gobbler.
That's
I've had 18 slices.
Yeah, but it is. It's like, over time, evolution. Do you know what I mean? It's like a caveman mentality. It's sort of a natural thing. You want to impress the person that you're with, and you can do that by the challenge of food in this instance.
Mm. Also, as you go up for your fourth meal of the day.
Also, too, it's better than fast food because if the date's going well, you can obviously be on that date for a long time as you go for course after course after course.
I'm not sure it's great for a first date.
First date, it just seems a bit
Not impressive, is it?
On the one hand, they're going, oh, he's a, he's liberal, he's generous, but also they're going thrifty. They go, he's, you know,
no, I disagree with that completely.
Really?
I disagree that going to an all-you-can-eat buffet is a thrifty move.
It's... Actually, I know someone that takes all their first dates to an all-you-can-eat buffet.
My friend, as a test.
Unlucky Gary. $5.50, Mr. Woo's.
Mr. Woo's.
I thought Mr. Woo's was on. I thought we had this discussion. Was Mr. Woo's still on?
Oh, no, he was banned from one of them, but he's still allowed in the other one.
That was it. Well, I don't know. Look, have either of you been on a first date to an all-you-can-eat buffet?
No. Not an all-you-can-eat, no.
No.
Not first date?
No.
No.
I mean, second or third, absolutely.
So you think it's a second or third date because by then you're more comfortable with each other and you can both stuff your faces?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's the further on down the line when you've admitted how much food you actually eat.
So what are you doing on a first date?
It's more of a, you know, we're a bit too comfortable with each other, four-year anniversary kind of date.
Yeah.
Like, should we go down the... Yeah, let's just go there, shall we?
Real or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
Oh, this has got to be real. Real.
You're saying real?
Yeah.
No real.
Okay.
That one is no real.
It's no real. But a dating app surveyed its users and found that the most popular date was actually a restaurant that rhymes with Fando's. Cheeky. Oh, at the end of that round of real or no real.
I got 20. Greg got 20. It's a draw.
I've got an honourable draw. We've got an opportunity here, quickly.
Go.
With this real or no real, the thing about the heart emojis, if this is a thing that happens every year, a survey... We could make sure that the UK is the home of the aubergine. If everyone listening now starts texting everyone else aubergines, then this time next year, that survey will be the UK's most popular will be an aubergine.
Brilliant idea.
And it will all be thanks to us. So get your phone out now and just send an aubergine to someone you love or someone you know.
Five people you know.
Five people. Thanks, Greg. Tomorrow, we have TV chef and legend Tom Kerridge on Innuendo Bingo. Make sure you're here for it. Listen and watch at 1:45. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.